The anti-toll group Widen I-77 filed suit a year ago to halt the NCDOT's $650 million I-77 widening plan, which includes optional toll lanes from Charlotte to Mooresville. The group argued the state's contract with Spanish construction giant Cintra was unconstitutional and could lead to unreasonably high tolls and runaway costs. Last March, a state judge refused to temporarily halt the project, and construction on I-77 began in November. Now, with political momentum building against tolls, opponents want to put their suit on hold. Widen I-77 leader Kurt Naas says his group prefers a political solution.
We remain confident in our legal arguments. This is in no way indicative and should not be taken as a matter of we feel either less or more certain of our ability to prevail in this case. We believe we have a strong legal case, and we will present that case as necessary.
In a press conference at Cornelius Town Hall, Naas said Governor Pat McCrory created chaos by demanding a new vote on the toll issue at the Charlotte Regional Transportation Planning Organization, or CRTPO. He wants the governor and DOT to cancel the contract with Cintra. CRTPO is scheduled to vote January 20th. Charlotte City Council, which has supported toll lanes in the past, controls nearly half the votes on CRTPO. The council could decide Monday how its representative will vote. Naas thinks there aren't enough votes on the board to overturn the toll policy if Charlotte doesn't change its vote. Republican gubernatorial candidate and toll opponent Robert Brawley was at the press conference. He said Widen I-77 is right to delay its suit.
It is in the political realm, and I do think I-77 is making a wise choice now. Having been in the General Assembly, there were a lot of times we avoided issues that were in court. I think it's a good thing. Let the process take its place.
If a judge doesn't grant the request, arguments will begin Friday morning at Superior Court in Charlotte. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Cornelius.